This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Berlin Wall came down 30 years ago tomorrow. As we've been reporting this week, Germany opted to spend a fortune uniting the lagging East with the more dynamic West. What if the United States opted to spend this kind of money, nearly $10 trillion over 30 years, adjusted for population size, to unite the strongest and weakest parts of the American economy? McKinsey Global Institute this year analyzed which U.S. counties, towns, and cities will thrive with more technology hitting the economy, and which areas will fall further behind without rethinking or new investment. Today, let's get a snapshot from a place that's turned itself into a bona fide technology hub in the space of 10 years. It's the Reno-Sparks area in northwestern Nevada. Once known for a fading casino vibe, the region gained nearly 15,000 jobs in just the last year. Hillary Sheeby is the mayor of Reno. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you have land. Compared to the San Francisco Bay Area, you got low rent. You've got 320 days of sunshine a year. I'd like to say that Reno just got lucky, but give us a sense of the ways that you got the boom to come to you.
Well, you have to remember, we were the highest in foreclosures and unemployment during the recession. So kind of, I hate to say it, but really there was only one other way to go, and that's up. But I think we really looked at our city, really sort of played upon the things that were already here, but were sort of not really being highlighted. And some of that was arts and culture. We have one of the biggest and best events called Burning Man, which brings in $70 million of economic impact. So I reached out to them. We did a lot of soul searching with entrepreneurs, small businesses, those things that we really feel that make a difference in Reno and could diversify our culture. So it's been pretty amazing. You know, we really can provide a lot of qualities that, you know, other cities can't. And also, it's a great environment for companies to be able to grow and expand here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because not just about like the big kahuna that they got about 15 miles west of you, the Tesla Panasonic battery factory that's going to open next year. There's the big Apple facility. There's that giant data facility, the biggest one in the world. But I mean, you got 14,800 more jobs year over year in that region. I mean, that is dramatic. You must have done something about fostering an entrepreneurial, what would we call it, ecosystem.
Absolutely. And I think that that's critical. You really want to have that mentality of yes and a culture of yes. And how do we get there? And I think that that's really made a difference by opening up the doors to City Hall and also bringing in residents and saying, what do you want to see in your city?
Surely there must be some local tensions, though, because although your rents are cheap compared to Northern California or Southern California, they're going up because of the new businesses moving in, law of supply and demand. And some people are going to find rising rents a hardship.
Sure. I think you make a great point. You know, every city is struggling with affordable housing and mental health issues and addiction issues. And those are all things that cities that are certainly on the rise have to deal with. Because as you know, housing doesn't pop up overnight. And, you know, we've reached out to developers and said, hey, this is the time to build. Build now. Because we need housing now. And remember, in the recession, many of those developers were wiped out. Many of them went bankrupt. And we hope with that initiative where we put some of those fees, those development and building fees on the back end, that they don't have to go out and borrow as much money. So we're constantly working on different ways that we can, you know, solve those issues. That, you know, they're very complex issues, and that's just one little tool.
Hillary Sheeby, mayor of Reno, Nevada, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.